This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now it is time to ask the Riddler and Junior, the Ready to Love Officer and Junior. Here we go, guys. You ready?
Come on.
This is from Terry in Adairsville. Terry writes, most days my boyfriend makes my lunch, but yesterday he didn't, and I went to lunch with a coworker. I had my leftovers, and my boyfriend questioned me like I was cheating on him. Why is he upset when he's the one that didn't have my food?
Who did you go to lunch with, though?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what her boyfriend wants to know. Mm-hmm.
Just because I missed lunch one day, now you all out there lollygagging in the streets, all kikiing up in somebody's face. Who was you eating with?
Don't
that
change.
Ain't nothing but your work husband. So you got me twisted up in here. I know what's going on. I know a work husband when I see one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I bet you'll have that lunch ready tomorrow then, huh? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yes. Turkey sandwich cut diagonally. I'm going to have this thing ready for you.
Lettuce, tomatoes, yeah. Mayo,
you coming
mustard.
Home full.
Cheese.
How are you coming home full? That's what I need to know. How is you ain't hungry when you get here? Because I missed lunch.
Yeah. So I was supposed to miss lunch because you missed lunch?
Yeah, I don't think so. I ain't feed you for lunch. How is you coming home with crumbs on your shirt? What is going on here? Yeah. Yeah, it's the right time to write.
And it was
what did
nice.
She have on her shirt, Junior? Mustard!
Mustard!
All right. Thanks, guys. Moving on to Kirsten in Hampton. Kirsten writes, I'm 28 years old and I live with my parents. My dad still wants to meet my dates when I get picked up. I would rather drive to meet men for my dates, and he has something to say about that. I can't move, so how do I deal with my daddy? Wow.
You're 28-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a daddy, though.
Yeah,
so maybe. I would prefer you get picked up at my house.
Yeah.
And drop back off. And I would prefer when you get picked up, ain't nobody blowing their damn horn for you to come out there either.
Right.
They need to come to this door and pick you up.
Properly,
I'm sorry. I'm old school like that. Come, you're going to come in. You're going to sit down for a minute. We're going to chit-chat. And then you can take my daughter out. And you're going to bring my daughter back at a reasonable damn time, too. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, she is 28, but she live here. She live here. That's my daughter. She live here. Okay.
But you do realize she's almost 30.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
You got to reenact the whole bad boy scene.
She ain't got her life together yet. As we work it on. She's here.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah. To be respectful. Yeah. Be a gentleman. I like that.
Yeah. She said that she
daughter,
can't move.
I prefer my daughter being home, living with us until she gets married. I just really do. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Them boys got to get their ass out of here. They do.
Really? It's such a double standard. Yeah. It's such a double standard.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. You got to go man up.
Okay. All right. Moving on to Maurice.
I was 10. They kicked me out then.
Wait, what?
You got kicked out at 10?
You out of 10?
I got kicked out at 10. My daddy was adamant about me. He forgot.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't old enough to take care of myself. I was 10. It was my birthday. Get your ass out. Yeah, but he 10. Is he 10?
They hide at the supermarket.
Yeah. I've been kicked out.
What is wrong with your family, with Thomas Jr.?
Your boys gotta go. They did it to me. I left my house with a backpack and two pair of pants and a shirt. I had one shirt.
Where did you go?
To the corner. All I knew was to catch the bus. Didn't know nowhere else to go.
Junior, I love your family.
I never turned the corner before, Shirley. I always caught the bus here as far as I could go. They been did that to me. Tommy, he's right. The boys got to go. The fact of the matter, my birthday, and he didn't know I was 10, was shocking to me.
And this is your dad, Delbert Lee, we're talking about.
I'm 10, he 30. I'm gone.
Time for you to get out there and face the world, young man.
Yeah.
You had your Ninja Turtle backpack.
I had a Ninja Turtle backpack, everything. Cowabunga, a piece of pizza.
Okay, moving on. If we can. Wow,
so
Junior.
Funny.
That's traumatized me.
I had a rough life. Ooh. I did it. Okay.
But I love your family, though, Junior.
I don't.
All right, moving on. Moving on to Maurice in Camden. Maurice writes, my wife is always shopping and hiding stuff from me. What she can't do is hide her credit card bill from me. Okay, if she's not working right now, why does she need designer shoes and clothes? Would I be wrong if I start mailing packages back?
Yes, you would be wrong. Yes.
She's got to look good at all times, working or unemployed. What?
Right.
This reminds me of my dear friend at WBLS in New York, Gloria.
Gloria. Shout out to Gloria.
Gloria, that's my girl. Gloria's smooth with it. Gloria buy her stuff and keep it in her cubicle. See, Gloria know how. She's smart with it.
Uh-huh.
She's smart. I learned something.
Boy, it used to look like a mall up in Gloria's
cubicle. You could go and shop in Gloria's cubicle.
All this stuff you got in here, Gloria.
And then she take it home one at a time.
A little bit at a time. Yeah, you know, you just spoon feed it.
I love it. Junior?
I don't understand y'all's infatuation with all this expensive stuff. Why y'all have to have it?
What?
Why do y'all have to have all the expensive stuff? Why?
Again, what?
Right. See?
Rhetorical question.
Yeah.
See? Again,
get
what?
Out of here.
Why?
What are you talking about, Junior?
Y'all don't want to play on... Tommy, how many pair of red bottoms have you bought, Tommy?
Now I see why your daddy put you out at 15.
I'm the wrong one to ask, Junior. I done bought quite a few.
See?
Feeling every time you buy a pair, Tommy. It's the same feeling.
Same thing, man. You talking about for my wife?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's talking about your wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the problem with it, Junior, is they love these red bottoms, but they hurt their feet. I don't get it.
Yeah, they do. You only could wear them for a couple of hours. But that's not the point. You're getting off subject.
I'm not getting off subject. And when we leave an event, Junior, I'm the one walking out of the event with the red bottoms in my hand. She done brought sandals to walk out on.
Because it's you're awesome her amazing. Husband. That's what husbands do. They carry red bottoms.
Yeah, I'm holding shoes for. Why is that important part of all
this? What about this don't you guys get?
Do your job.
Yes.
Look at this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The problem here.
Our job is to dress them. You got to be in the bathroom when they're getting dressed. You got to hook up buttons and clip this and hook that and zip them up. And just when they get all in there, I don't know how they get out.
You know what? We're going to take a page out of Elon Musk. You email us 5 things that you have done as a husband. I'm sick of this.
He's good for something, that Musk. All right. Last one, guys. Portia.
That Musk.
All right, this last one, guys, is from Portia in Albany. Portia says, whenever I go to the gym, I see men taking pictures of me. I almost want to start working out in sweatpants because it's becoming a problem. Why are grown men so simple and can't stop staring? Why should I have to change my gym? Why?
Oh, she fine. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
It's hard to stop being fine.
You're not fine. She here. I'm up here running on this treadmill and taking a picture at the same time. You're not fine. You got to be.
There's a Loretta that wished somebody to take a picture.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.